USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady met privately with victims' families after the deadly mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children and two teachers were killed by a murderer who was eventually killed by police. The Bidens also placing flowers at a makeshift memorial outside Robb Elementary School and attended Mass at a local Catholic church. This, as Uvalde County Commissioner Ronnie Garza tells CBS's Face the Nation, he would welcome a formal FBI investigation into the school shooting.
We do welcome the investigation. I understand Congressman Joaquin Castro is asking the FBI to intervene.
And in sports news, Marcus Ericsson from Sweden wins the Indianapolis 500. Ericsson winning the race under caution. And after a late pit road speeding penalty, did in Scott Dixon, USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
After being criticized by Republicans on Capitol Hill for not doing enough to address the baby formula shortage, President Biden is continuing to take action. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, Ellie Andrews explains.
President Biden is invoking the Defense Production Act once again to address the baby formula shortage. Biden announced the move on Twitter in hopes of helping the Cargill company deliver the materials needed to boost the production of baby formula. It's the third time his administration has invoked the act in less than a week, which requires companies to accept contracts for purposes of national defense.
Top Gun Maverick is making history. The long-awaited sequel to the 1986 hit movie starring Tom Cruise earned the most money of any film opening on the Memorial Day weekend, Maverick grossing $124 million in the United States and Canada. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
It was recently revealed that President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, reportedly used burner phone apps from Apple from 2014 to 2018. This is causing speculation as to what kind of potentially illegal business he could have been conducting during this time. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa reacts to the latest revelation.
The fact is, you don't need these kinds of virtual phone numbers unless you intend to buy drugs or do something clandestine and then make the line go away. It's very clear that he wanted to do that. He wanted to have multiple numbers so that someone would think they were talking to somebody or texting with somebody on a number, and then he could just make it go away, which he obviously did.
A Florida judge is giving the thumbs up to a settlement.
A Florida judge has given initial approval to a settlement to families who lost loved ones in last year's collapse of a beachfront condominium building. 98 people died when the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed last June in Surfside, Florida. The judge who held the remote hearing said the quick settlement was the best possible outcome given the loss of life and property. The total settlement is more than $1 billion. Separately, people whose condos were destroyed and lost property will share about $96 million. The goal is to begin distributing the money by September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.